Hey, we got Pete Sorrell on the horn again this week with us from Fred's in Canton. Pete, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was fun. We had a good time, Adam.
I'm assuming you're talking about your fishing, because that's what you always do, is go fishing.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we had a good time. We tried out a little bit different water. Then we, of course, like I said last week, we always go back to Bon Falls.
Well, let's start with Bon Falls, because I know you were anxious to get there this past weekend. It's been fishing really good. I also want to bring up Lake Ogivek and then also the Waters Meet area I've been getting some reports from. So we'll cover those three things here. But let's start with Bon Falls. When did you go and how'd you do?
We went Friday and Saturday morning because the wind was right. We went there specifically to drift, and we drifted deep for walleyes, and we had good luck. Now, if you do that, you're going to lose some tackle because there's a lot of deadheads and a lot of structure, but you got to get down there because that's where the nice walleyes lay.
So how deep of water are you talking?
We're talking anywhere from 22 to 30 feet.
And you talk about losing tackle. I mean, that is a reservoir. That is a dammed up portion of the Ontonagon River there. So there's a lot of stumps and stuff down there, I'm sure, dead trees and whatnot. I'm assuming if you were drifting, you're probably using mostly crawler harnesses or any jigs?
Yeah, absolutely. Just crawler harnesses. You use a jig with a rooster tail on it, and it just doesn't seem to be as effective. And we went from deep, and then we drifted into the shallows. But when I say shallows, we turned around at 12 feet. You know, we went back out. So, yeah, and it's very effective that way. And mostly orange blades, but we tried some other ones. And they all seem to work, but you just needed something to attract the fish.
Well, Pete, could you hang around for our next outdoor report? I want to get into the Waters Meet area and then get an update on Lake Ogivek from you.
I'll be glad to, Adam.
We'll be back with Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Canton later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.